Running a pediatric dental clinic these days, it comes with a whole new set of challenges,
Oh, yeah.
especially when it comes to attracting new patients.
Right.
So if you're a dentist out there listening and you're feeling the pressure,
Yeah.
you're not alone.
Absolutely not.
Today, we're diving into some marketing material
Okay.
from kids' dental marketing to see how they're helping dentists thrive in the digital world.
It's interesting because they're really tapping into this huge shift in the industry.
Yeah.
Remember the days when it was all about print ads and hoping for the
Yeah,
best?
yeah.
Like you just put it out there and
Cross your fingers.
yeah, exactly. See what happens.
Yeah, those days are gone.
Right.
Now it's all about digital marketing, reaching parents where they are online.
It makes sense because when I need to find
Yeah.
anything at all these days, I go online.
Oh, yeah, me too.
And I bet most parents do the same thing when they're looking for a dentist for their kids.
Absolutely.
But beyond just, being present online,
Yeah. What are the real benefits of
what
going
have you?
digital?
The benefits, it really comes down to two things:
Okay.
cost effectiveness and measurable results.
Okay.
So you can imagine spending thousands of dollars on a print ad
Right.
that only a handful of people see.
Yeah.
But with digital marketing, you can actually track every click,
Wow.
every interaction, and you know exactly how much each new patient is costing you.
So you can really see what's working,
Exactly.
what's not.
Yeah. And you can see which keywords are actually leading to appointments.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that kind of precision just wasn't possible with traditional marketing.
That's a game changer.
It is.
So speaking of targeting parents,
Yeah.
this marketing piece goes beyond just the how of digital marketing,
Right.
and it really dives into the why.
The
It
why.
emphasizes the importance of having a memorable brand.
Yeah.
And they even talk about this idea of story-driven branding. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think building a memorable brand is absolutely crucial,
Yeah.
especially when we're talking about something as important as our children's health.
Right.
And kids' dental marketing really gets this.
Yeah.
They understand that it's not just about, a nice logo or
Right.
a pretty website.
Yeah.
It's about telling a story
The
that
story.
resonates with both kids and their parents.
So it's got to appeal to both audiences.
You got it.
Can you give me an example of how a pediatric dental clinic might do that?
Sure. So let's say a clinic is really focused on creating a calming environment
Okay.
to, kind of alleviate dental anxiety in kids.
Yep, I think so.
They could showcase this through their website design,
Okay.
maybe using bright colors and imagery that appeals to children. They could also share testimonials from parents,
Okay.
parents who are raving about how their child actually looks forward to going to the dentist.
Wow, yeah.
It's about showcasing your unique approach and values in a way that connects emotionally with both kids and their parents.
I love that example.
Yeah.
So you're building trust
Absolutely.
and making parents feel good about choosing that clinic.
Exactly.
Now let's talk about something that I always find really interesting.
Okay.
PPC advertising.
Yeah.
I'll admit it sounds a bit technical at first,
It can be a little bit.
but it's actually pretty simple
Yeah.
when you really get down to it.
Yeah. PPC stands for pay-per-click.
Okay.
And it basically lets you target specific keywords
Okay.
that parents are typing into search engines. So think about the difference between a parent searching for tooth fairy
Yikes.
versus a parent searching for emergency pediatric dentist near me.
Right.
That second phrase,
Yeah.
that's what we call a high converting keyword
Okay.
because it indicates immediate need and intent.
They need a dentist like right now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And kids' dental marketing can help you identify those keywords
Wow.
and build campaigns around them.
So instead of just like throwing something out there and
Right.
hoping it sticks,
Hoping for the best.
you're really using laser focus
Laser focus.
to reach those parents.
Yeah, at the exact moment they need you.
That's incredible.
And it goes even deeper than that.
Oh, really?
You can actually target parents in specific locations,
Wow.
even parents with kids in certain age ranges.
So you can get that specific.
Very specific.
Wow.
So imagine a parent, it's 2 in the morning,
Oh no.
their child has a toothache,
Yeah.
they're frantically searching online for a dentist.
Oh yeah.
Your ad can pop up
At just the right time.
right at that moment of need,
Wow.
offering a solution to their problem.
That's powerful.
It is.
But targeted ads are just one piece of the puzzle, right?
Right.
I'm also curious about content marketing
Yeah.
and how that fits into all of this.
Content marketing is essential.
Okay.
And kids' dental marketing, they make a really good point about this.
Okay.
It's about creating content that's tailored to parents of young children.
So not just general dental advice.
Right, no, no.
But stuff that's specific to their needs.
Exactly. Oh. They need information they can trust.
Yeah.
And they need it in a format that's easy to understand.
That makes sense.
So, for example, imagine a parent who's struggling to get their toddler to brush their teeth.
Oh, yeah. I've been there.
Right?
It's a nightmare.
They're probably searching online for tips and tricks.
Oh, for sure.
If your clinic has a blog post titled, like, Taming the Toothbrush, Fun Ways to Make Brushing a Breeze.
Huge.
That parent is going to click on it.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're providing valuable information.
Mm.
You're establishing yourself as an expert.
Right.
And you're subtly showcasing your understanding of the challenges that parents face.
I see.
It's really smart.
Yeah. So once you've attracted those parents with those targeted ads, you got to keep them engaged.
Right.
And you build that trust through content marketing.
Yeah. You're becoming a resource for them.
Exactly.
Not just trying to sell them something.
I like that.
It's about building relationships.
And speaking of building trust.
Yes.
Kids Dental Marketing shares this really compelling story.
Oh, yeah.
That illustrates this point perfectly.
Yeah. They highlight a clinic that actually doubled its appointments.
Wow.
Within a year.
That's amazing.
Implementing these strategies.
Wow.
It's a real testament to the power of a well-executed digital marketing approach.
So it's not just theory.
Wait, it was real.
It actually works.
It works.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And they talk about how targeted branding,
yeah,
those PPC campaigns we talked about, and, you know, the content that really spoke to parents.
Right.
All played a role in this success story.
It all works together.
It all comes together.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it's a beautiful illustration of how these elements work together.
What I find really inspiring is that this material goes beyond just attracting new patients.
Yeah.
It's about creating these lasting relationships that benefit both the clinic and the families they serve.
Absolutely.
It's a win-win.
It is.
It really paints this picture of how digital marketing can transform a pediatric dental practice.
For sure.
Totally.
Mm.
But I think what's even more exciting is that we're really just scratching the surface here.
Yeah, I think you're right.
There's so much more to explore.
It's a fascinating topic.
It is.
There's always something new to learn.
Yeah, it feels like the possibilities are kind of endless.
They are.
As technology keeps evolving.
Yeah.
Who knows what other innovative ways
dentists
are going to be able to connect with patients in the future.
That's what I love about this field.
Me too.
It's constantly changing.
It's an exciting time to be in dentistry.
It is.
Yeah, it really is an exciting time to be in dentistry.
It is, for sure.
And speaking of the future, one thing that really stood out to me in this material was the emphasis on building a community.
Oh, yeah.
Around your practice.
It's not just about getting patients in the door.
Right.
It's about making them feel like they're part of something.
Yeah, like a little neighborhood.
Exactly.
For parents who are all going through the same things.
Uh-huh. All navigating the joys and challenges of raising kids.
With healthy teeth.
Exactly.
I love that idea.
And Kids Dental Marketing, they suggest a bunch of different ways to do this.
Okay, like what?
Well, think about creating engaging social media content.
Okay.
That sparks conversations.
Yeah, get people talking.
Exactly. Or hosting online Q&A sessions with the dentist.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Or even organizing fun events for patients and their families.
You know, that reminds me of when my niece was little.
Uh-huh.
Her dentist used to have this bring your stuffed animal to the dentist day.
Oh, that's cute.
It was so fun.
I bet the kids loved it.
They did. And it made the whole experience less scary.
That's a great example of how to create a positive experience for kids. And it gives parents a chance to connect with each other, too.
It does. It makes the whole thing feel less clinical.
Right.
And more human.
More personal.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And speaking of human connection, I think it's important to remember that not all dentists are like natural marketers.
Oh, yeah. Some people just aren't comfortable with that stuff.
Right. And they might feel a little overwhelmed by all these digital strategies.
Sure.
So what advice does Kids Dental Marketing give?
Well, they really emphasize that you don't have to do it all yourself.
Oh, good.
You know, they offer a bunch of different services.
Okay.
From website design and content creation to social media management and PPC campaigns.
So it's like having a team of marketing experts.
Exactly.
Helping you every step of the way.
That's great because it takes the pressure off
for sure.
Those busy dentists.
It lets them focus on what they do best.
Which is taking care of those little smiles.
Exactly.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm feeling pretty inspired
Beavers.
After diving into all this.
Yeah, it's really cool to see how creativity and technology can come together to solve real problems.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I think it's all about empowering those little smiles.
It is.
And the amazing dentists who care for them.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
So to our listener out there, if you're ready to explore how kids' dental marketing can help your practice thrive in the digital age,
we've got their contact info
right here in the show notes.
You can reach them by phone at 800-466-8297.
And if email is more your thing,
their address is 411@kidsdentalmarketing.com.
They also have a website.
They do.
Where you can learn more about their services.
Yeah.
And even request a free marketing audit.
That's right.
It's called Kids Dental Marketing Audit.
We'll be sure to include that link in the show notes as well.
And hey, if you've got any experience with digital marketing in your own practice,
yeah,
we'd love to hear about it.
We would.
Share your thoughts, your successes, your challenges.
Let's keep this conversation going.
We're all in this together.
Absolutely. Now, to wrap things up.
Okay.
I want to leave you with a thought-provoking question.
Okay. Hit me with it.
As technology continues to evolve at this crazy pace,
yeah,
what other ways do you think we might see dentists connecting with patients in the future?
Ooh, that's a good one.
It's like a science fiction movie.
It is, but it's becoming our reality.
Right.
Think about things like virtual reality.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Where kids could take a virtual tour of the dental office before their first visit.
To ease their anxiety.
Exactly. Or artificial intelligence, which could be used to personalize treatment plans and provide real-time feedback during procedures.
And what about teledentistry?
Oh, yeah, that's already starting to take off, allowing dentists to do remote consultations and even some basic treatments.
It's amazing to think about the possibilities.
It really is. And on that note, we want to thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the world of pediatric dental marketing.
We hope you found it valuable.
And maybe even a little bit inspiring.
Until next time.
Happy marketing. You know, it's amazing to think about just how much dentistry is changing.
Oh, yeah.
Especially for dentists who specialize in treating kids.
Yeah, it's definitely not your grandma's dental office anymore.
That's for sure. Even with all the technology and all the new advancements, I think at its heart, pediatric dentistry is still really about building trust.
Oh, absolutely.
With those kids and their parents.
And creating positive experiences.
Right.
You know, set them up for a lifetime of healthy smiles.
Exactly. You hit the nail on the head.
Thanks.
And that's something that no marketing strategy, no matter how clever,
no matter how fancy,
can really replace.
It all comes down to genuine care.
Yeah.
And compassion.
I love that. Well, I think that's a great place to wrap up our deep dive today.
I agree.
Into the world of pediatric dental marketing.
It's been a great conversation.
It really has. I always learn so much from these deep dives.
Me too.
And I hope our listener has too.
I hope so.
Until next time.
See you later.
Happy marketing.